I've been driving way out in the woods for about an hour, out in the sticks. I had time to think. And some things, I don't even know if it's worth saying anymore, because people have to see it in their own time, and most people will never see it. And one of the things that I'm talking about is everybody's running on a program. There's people that say, oh, the white man's the devil. There's women that say, men are evil. If it wasn't for men, we wouldn't have wars. It's all men are the problem. Some men hate women, saying women are the problem. There's no new perspective. There's no new perspective. The liberals, they hate the meat eaters. The Go Green crowd, they love Mother Earth before they love God. They actually love death. But it doesn't matter who it is. I've already heard it. I've already heard people say the same stuff over and over 1,000 times. I've heard the Methodists attack the Baptists. The Baptists attack the Pentecostal. The Pentecostal attack the Baptists. I've heard them all. They're all the different doctrines and denominations. I've heard the Wiccans, the Gnostics, the Gurus, the Buddhas, I've listened to all of them. The psychologists. That's what I spent my whole life doing. Even before the internet, even before cell phones, I was studying. I just wanted to know what this place was about. And it comes down to that each little piece of the pie ends up worshiping their own little piece of the pie. And they all start to create a cult. It could be a home, it could be a community, it could be a city. So each little city or community or business or church, they create this little cult. And they have to call the other boxes bad. They're bad. They're evil. They don't have the truth. We are the closest to the truth. This is what the Baptist will say. We have the truth. But they can't say that, because they know that it sounds prideful. So what they'll say is, we're the closest to the truth. But then when you take it a little bit deeper and talk to them, and they can't hear you, they get mad at you. And they won't talk to you anymore. They won't talk to you anymore. Because you take it deeper. And they don't want to go. They want to be in their little security blanket comfort zone. If you tell somebody about who's fighting against the New World Order, and you say the New World Order has always been here. The Bible says the god of this world system is the devil. It's always been here. And it should shut down their whole agenda about fighting the New World Order. But they're not going to stop. Because they've put all their eggs in that basket. How you gonna fight a spiritual being without... The only way you're going to fight a spiritual being is with another spiritual being or the spiritual truth. And the only way you're going to fight the devil is with truth. The devil's a defeated foe. So how would you fight, if you're really going to fight the New World Order, Babylon, if you thought you could really fight the devil and his demons and his system, how would you do it? You would do it in your individual life. Ephesians 6. You would go do it by giving out the gospel. You would do it by speaking the truth. You would do it by not yoking up with the system, Jezebel system, Babylon. You would live very peaceful. You would live below your means. You would live a humble life. You would mind your own business unless you're giving out the truth. everybody knows by now, everybody should know, I was talking about it 20 years ago, the Illuminati, the only people who rise up in the system have sold their soul to the devil, the Illuminati system. Illuminati is illuminate. The devil will illuminate them, give them a third eye, give them some remote viewing, give them some spiritual gifts, but he's lying to them. See, they're going to interpret anything they see in the spirit realm as an unsaved person. They're going to interpret it as follows. They're going to believe that Lucifer's God, and Lucifer's trying to make them God, and they're gods. They just forgot who they were. They forgot they were gods. Imagine that, God forgetting that he's God, a God forgetting that they are a God, you know. Think about that one. So, the Illuminati agents of the devil, they all think the same. The Illuminati rich say, well, the poor people are just useless eaters. They're just fodder. The poor people say the rich are just evil. The socialists think that the capitalism's bad. The capitalists think socialism's bad, and actually we have socialism in our country. The children and the old people, they're socialism. And the poor, getting free food and stuff like that, food stamps, stuff like that. We already have socialism in our country. The streets, the roads, the power, the light. Do you really think you could pave? You get up and go to work every morning, right? You think you could pave that street in your own money, your own finance? You think you could get to work without that paved road? I mean, really, if you really think about all the stuff that was here before you even showed up on the scene, it would blow your mind. The street lights, you can't even... You don't have enough money to put up a street light, probably. Pave a road. You don't know how to pave a road, and even if you did, you don't have the money to do it. Even if you went down your street and tried to paint the middle line, let's say you put in the white, the yellow dashes in the middle and the white on the other side, do you even have enough money to go down to Home Depot, get the machine, and get the paint, and paint the dashes on your road? Just painting the dashes. It's ridiculous. It's insanity. It's insane. All these trees out here. There's unlimited trees here in this state. And if you got all kinds of money. Let's say all these trees are in your backyard that I'm looking at now. I mean, I'm out in the middle of the country, and there's trees everywhere. So I wanted to cut down these trees and start making wood or making furniture or something like that. You know how much work that is? Blood, sweat, tears. You know how hard it is to take a natural resource and form it into something? How much energy is involved in that? Getting your chainsaw and the chain breaks and getting the oil and the gas. If you try to do it by hand, a handsaw, you're really going to have time involved in there. You got to resharpen it, right? You got to get you a file and sharpen the blades, the teeth. Digging a trench. Even if you want to dig a trench in your... Let's say you got a bunch of land and you want to dig a trench to get the water. If you were to do that by hand, yeah, you could eventually get it done. But look at all that time without a machine. And who made the machine? You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is the system created these machines. The system has built this Babylonian network up, and so it's a system, and they know it's a system that they need. You need it, I need it for heat, for air, for electricity, get to work, get to home, to go get some groceries. It's a system that's been built up. And so they built up the infrastructure, right? The infrastructure. And they built this system up. And now what are they doing? they're crashing the system, but they're not really crashing it. They're trying to make it look like it's crashing, but they want to bring you into a smaller and smaller box. A smaller house, a smaller apartment, a smaller trailer, a smaller car, a smaller... They want to get rid of anything to do with independence. Get rid of your gas, your oil. Why? Because it's the 666. They want everybody in a cube. They want everybody tied to a computer or cell phone. They want everybody in their little box. So when the church is raptured up, they can actually tie people to the hive mind computer. Those who don't have the third eye, or whatever you really want to call it, demon possessed, really. Those who are not demon possessed, they just tie them to a computer and they have to do what the hive says. It's just like the Borg, the Star Trek Borg hive cube. But you're going to be in little cubes in your little apartment, in your little cells, in your little boxes, in your little cubicles at work. And you're going to be doing, and they're already programming everybody right now. All this stuff should be common knowledge. What I'm saying here should be common knowledge, that it's a 666 cube AI flesh mind system. The old Adamic nature is the system. So when you look out at Babylon, you're looking at yourself, the old Adamic self. The natural body. See, what has man been trying to do his whole life, his whole existence here? Trying to plant farms and feed people and do it in the energy of the flesh. And, you know, God says be fruitful and multiply. So man had a command to go out here and do it. And I'm not saying that a system's bad in and of itself, but the God of this world runs the system. But if the system was based on love and truth, that's fine. But the system's not based on love and truth. It's based on a debt money system. It's based on lies, and it's based on slavery, and it's based on keeping people in delusions and isolating people who have the truth, and gang stalking the truth speakers, and getting everybody with a handler. They want everybody tied to a handler. And if you're not tied to a handler, they're going to send one. And then if that one don't work, it's going to send another one. If you realize that one, they're going to send another one. These are handlers. Most of the time, your authority figure is your handler. Why do you think they want you stuck in a church? Because the pastor's probably your handler. And if he's not, a deacon or somebody who's sitting on the pew. They travel the country trying to find people who don't have a handler so they can give you a handler. Because they don't want you out there speaking truth. They want you in a box. They don't want you outside a box. They want you worshiping a piece of the pie instead of seeing the whole pie. And they know it's built into every human to be a part of part of a family, a church, an organization, or a city, or a state, or whatever, some kind of group. They know it's built into human to be a part of a group. So these handlers, these demonic handlers, they'll talk a big talk. They'll find out what you want to hear, and they'll send a handler that sounds like you. You understand? Because if you become there's the magician priest class, but there's also saints who are the priest class. If you get the whole truth, you become under Jesus now. You become your own prophet, priest, and king. You see the whole truth. And then you'll start to handle people with truth. So they want handlers to handle people with the lies and delusions. Why don't they tell you that UFOs are demons? Why don't they tell you that abortion is murder? Why don't they tell you that the Big Bang is Jesus spoke it all into existence and it started about, what, 6,000 years ago? Why don't they tell you the truth about the creation, that God created this thing? Why don't they tell you about the bloodline? Why don't they tell you who controls the languages? All you have to do is start asking questions. You say, Lord, who controls the language? And he'll send you the Genesis chapter 10 or somewhere in there. And God divided the languages. God gave Adam and Eve language. Adam was a prophet. He was a genius. He named all the animals. And they all had a name according to their role. When Jesus said he did the will of the Father, right? He always did the will of the Father. Now, that's a strange thing to say, right? Think about that. Really, think about that. An unsaved person or a carnal person would say, well, that's boring to do the will of the Father. Wrong. It's the only thing that's exciting. Because outside of the will of God, you're a slave to the devil and you're doing the will of the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. And it becomes monotonous, it becomes repeat, and it says you don't get any wisdom, you don't see past the matrix, you don't see past the machine, you don't see past the sine wave, you don't see past the cube. You don't see past the AI flesh mind, you don't see past the program. And so if you do the will of God, you see past the program. If you're married and you tell your spouse, I'm doing God's will, get ready for war, because your spouse probably doesn't want to do God's will in all that they say or do. Because the mother-in-law is going to come up, or the cousins, or the sister-in-law, brother-in-law, they're going to come up and say, let's do this. And you say, well, that's not God's will. Yeah, but you're just being a killjoy. Well, I'm doing God's will as best as I can, as long as I can see it. Now, I might have some blind spots, but I'm trying to do God's will. I'm doing God's will, period. I'm not going there. I'm not doing this. I'm not saying this. I'm not being around them people. They're not coming across my threshold. I'm not going to be associating with them kind because they're crazy or whatever it is. I'm not going to be talking false doctrine with people. I'm not going to. And so you become ostracized. So that's why Jesus was nailed to the cross, because he spoke the truth in a world full of lies. Jesus spoke the truth in a world of lies. Jesus is the truth in a world of lies. He came unto his own received him not. Now think about that. Why would Jesus came unto his own received him not. He's full of truth and grace, love and truth, grace and truth, full of truth, full of compassion, full of love. But they rejected him. Why? Because they love darkness more than light. They love the death cult, because this system is a death cult. That's why it's a debt money system. That's why there's inflation. That's why there's lies. That's why there's media, the CNN and the Fox News fighting each other. That's the he said, she said, comparing yourself with one another when everybody's a sinner. From Adam, in Adam we all die. That means we're all sinners. And people, I actually have heard people who were in church their whole life say, I've never been a sinner. Well, in Adam you died. You haven't been born again. Are you saved? Yeah. No, you're not. Because you never admitted you're a sinner. You never saw your sin. If you never saw your sin, how can you be saved? Jesus said, I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners. So if somebody says, I'm not a sinner, I never sinned. You know right now, you know right then, you have a person that you can't deal with, because they think they've already arrived. They're not in the sanctification process. They don't need sanctification if they weren't born in sin. Why would you need to be cleansed? Stupid. I was married to one that said that. I was like, what? I thought you were saved, woman. That's why I married you. I thought you were saved. I was not. I was saved at 5 years old. I've never been a sinner. What? In Adam all die. When I heard that, I thought, this whole thing's been a sham and a scam and a lie, and it's insane and it's ridiculous. And Lord, help me. Let me get out of this before I get killed, before they kill me. The cult wants to kill you. When you don't join the cult, they try to kill you. Seriously. Why do you think John the Baptist and all them guys are out in the woods? All the prophets, Jeremiah, all them prophets were out by themselves. Because there's nothing new under the sun. If you're in the city and you speak the truth, the city's going to try to kill you. If you're on a job and you speak the truth, they're going to try to kill you. If you're in a church and you speak the truth, they're going to try to kill you. No, they're not. Okay, whatever. Try it. Go 30 days and just only speak truth and see what happens. Your wife, your kids, your mama, your daddy, your friends, your neighbors. When you say, I do God's will in every thought, every word, every action, and see what happens. They want to kill you. Why? It's a program. It's the flesh mind program. They can't help it. They don't even know they're trying to kill you. That's why, if you say, why are you trying to kill me? Why are you trying to defame me? Why are you persecuting me? Why are you mocking me? I'm not mocking you. Yeah, you just did it 5 minutes ago. And if you actually record them and show them, they're going to try to destroy the recording. As soon as you hold a mirror up and show them, they want to break the mirror. When you catch them in a lie and you say, you know that's a lie what you just said. What are you talking about? Remember yesterday you said this, now you're saying this. They want to get and run. They want to open the door and run out of the car. Instead of saying, oh yeah, I did lie, didn't I? Instead of admitting they lie because they had a blind spot, they don't want to admit it. Because if they admit they lied, they have to admit they're a sinner. They don't want to admit they're sinners. They don't want to admit they messed up. They don't want to admit they made a mistake. Because that's what the system is. It's a painted-faced, outward show, people-pleasing system that they want to look good in front of everybody like they're 100% perfect. That's part of the system. The devil, I want you to really think about it. The only reason the devil can rule in this system is because Adam and Eve gave their authority over to the dark side because they went into the dark side. So the devil's actually a reflection of Adam and Eve in the old Adam nature. Think about what I'm saying. Because if everybody down here started walking in truth and walking in the spirit, there would be no poverty. There'd be no sickness. There would be no fighting. There would be no comparing yourself with another. I mean, there just wouldn't happen. The only reason we have trouble down here, you can blame it on the Illuminati or the devil, but that's not the problem. It's man. The heart of man is deceitfully wicked, and what's reflecting back in this 3D reality, this is why creation groans waiting for the sons of God to appear. Because man's heart is so evil, the earth is groaning, the creation's groaning. They're saying, oh, climate change, we got to get rid of the car. No, it's your heart. You know why the earth is acting stupid? Because it's a reflection of your heart. God could only give you something you can understand. So you're born down here in this earth, right? He knew you was going to fall in sin. He knew Adam and Eve would sin. And even if they didn't, you would have. If you would have been there at the beginning, you would have done the same thing. He knew they would fall. So he had to give them a night and a day system that they could understand, because you've got something in you that wants to do good, but you do bad. Apostle Paul said that. Who can rescue me from this body of sin? The things that I want to do, I don't. The things that I don't want to do, I do. That's the night and the day. That's the yin and the yang. That's the up and the down. That's the sine wave. That's the sin wave. That's the snake. And so that sin wave is a reflection of your flesh mind, and it's playing out in front of you all day long. That's why when a man's going down the highway and he sees this sign for this topless bar where the pole dancers, that he's drawn to that. Why would he be drawn to that? That's the sine wave. You got the night and the day. Deep down, the reason a man is drawn to the woman is because the same reason Jesus is drawn to the earth, to pull him up. the reason the woman wears high heels is she's rising up to the stature of the man. But the reason the Jezebel woman wears high heels is to hook the man and pull him down. So there's a war. The man's trying to pull her up, and she's trying to pull him down. But what is that a type of? It's a type of every individual. You got the flesh mind inside you trying to pull you down, but you got the spirit mind trying to pull you up. And so the night and the day represents what's happening in your core being. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have cursed my wife out, or I shouldn't have cursed my husband out, or I shouldn't have said that to my kids. I shouldn't have done that. It's a battle. It's a battle. Now, how are you going to win that battle? See, the battle's not outside. The battle's inside. How are you going to win it? Now, if you don't set your boundaries and these people are, you let these people around you, bad company corrupts good morals. You got to set boundaries. But you let these people into your world, across your threshold, what's going to happen? You're going to start talking. They're programming you without you even knowing it, because you're rubbing shoulders with them every day, every moment, every hour. And that's why the TV, the news, the media, the song, the music, when you cut all the noise off, you start to get free. And so the sine wave is outside of you, but it's also in you. And so there's a part of you that desires to do the dark side, and there's another part of you that wants to do the light. What is that? That's the snake. That's the snake eating itself. And Jesus is eternal life, so you have to step outside of the dark side and make a choice for the light. And it's a moment by moment, day by day, week by week, hour by hour, year by year. But that choice that you make, you can only make it by dying daily. You can't make it in your own power, in your own energy, in your own strength. You can't do it. And it's not just a white man. It's every human being. Because we all started in North Africa, according to what they're saying with the DNA. We all started in the same place. Adam and Eve is where we started, wherever they were at. The Garden of Eden, wherever Adam and Eve started out, that's where we all started. There's really only one race, and that's from Adam and Eve. Yeah, I know Noah had three sons and it split off, but I'm saying the lineage goes back to Adam and Eve, period. Doesn't matter if they're white, black, yellow, red, orange, green, whatever. That's the lineage. There's no really race. If race existed, how can different races have babies together? That means if they can have a baby together, it means they're the same stock. They're the same clan. They're the same from the same source. If a whitey cracker can have baby with a yellow Chinese, then they are the same source. They're from the same. I picked up this lady today. Her mom was white. Her dad was from South America. Spanish guy from her last name was Escobar. But anyway, she had a hood slang, but she also had a southern. She'd say y'all. She said the word y'all, and she could speak some Spanish, but she mainly spoke English. And her skin tone was like in between, like a tannish color. And it's like she was laughing about it, because I said, you know, you can use that for your advantage. You could learn, if you just really spent time learning Spanish, and you could actually use your history, your bloodline, for an advantage. Get a good job, you know, you really could use that for your advantage. And that kind of, her eyes kind of lit up, because she thought it was a disadvantage, but it's an advantage. It's an advantage to have multiple lineage, you know? So my point is, if everybody came from the same source, then why are people brainwashing you to be prejudiced from a child? You know, the Chinese hate the Japanese. They're still bitter. They're still angry. The ones who were not even around then, the younger ones still hate the Japanese. The Chinese hate the Japanese. They really hate them. They hate them. They call them crazy and evil and insane. They really do hate the Japanese. I hadn't met one Chinese person yet. I haven't talked to one yet. That when you mention Japanese, they shake their head. They shake their head. They think the Japanese are crazy. They really do. But they came from the same source. That's what blows your mind. But those boxes, those nation boxes, those culture boxes, those skin color boxes that people put in, those are boxes that have been programmed in the mind to get you to fight against each other, because there's division. And the division, hopefully, is designed so you see yourself in the other person. Eventually, when you're playing, so the red team is playing the blue team on football, on a football field or basketball or whatever, soccer. And so the red team's looking at the blue team, and the blue team's looking at the red team, and they're my opponent, they're my enemy, we're going to beat them. But eventually, after enough games, they go to another home court, a home team, and they have to put the red shoes. So they used to wear the blue shirt, then they put the red shirt on. So now they're looking at themselves. The other team has the red shirt on. They got the blue shirt on now. So they're actually looking at themselves saying, oh, I'm competing against me, myself. Back to the very beginning of this conversation, I can tell people, I can say what you've already been thinking, and you might say, well, how did you know that? Most women say, I'm not going to be like my mom. Or most kids will hear their mom say, well, you're just like your dad. Or most kids will say from their mom will say, well, this is repeat. What you're going through, I went through. Right, exactly. Bingo. Bingo. Starting to wake up. It's in series. It's in sequence. It's following. There's no new path. There's one path. And if you choose it, you're going to see wisdom. You're going to get some wisdom. There's nothing new under the sun. What's already been said, you're saying. It's already, there's nothing new. You think you have a new thought? No. You don't. You think manifestation is something new? No. The farmer knew this a long time ago. He knew that if he put a watermelon seed in the ground, he was going to manifest a watermelon. And he was out there in the field, and he was meditating while he was planting his farm. And then the things he was thinking about, he went in the house, and his wife said the exact same thing he was saying. And when you're married, you'll be talking and you say the same thing the other one says at times. Well, I was just thinking that. I just said that. We just said that at the same time. Exactly. How can we say that at the same time? You think it's something special? No. It's the path. There's no new thought. There's no new game. There's no new program. There's no new devil's trick. There's no new process of sanctification. Everybody's being cut, everybody's being turned, and everybody's being unioned, backed with God. And they can fight against it all they want, but they're going to face God one day at the great white throne judgment or the Bema seat. And so you're going to be face to face with God eventually. And so that's why when you're dealing with people face to face, that's your interface. Just like you interface with a computer or your cell phone and you talk on the interface of the computer or cell phone, when you talk to a person face to face, you're interfacing with the spirit that's in them. And so the words out of their hearts come out. It tells you the spirit that's in them. And when you interface, their body language tells you how they're feeling or thinking or whatever. And if everybody's body language matches, then even body language is nothing new. My point is, there's no new body language, there's no new thoughts, there's no new language. It's all the path to move you towards eventually meeting up with God face to face. And then when you meet with God face to face, when you see him, you'll be like him, unless you rejected him. And then you're going to see, the more you reject God, the more bitter you're going to get. The more you're going to hate man, you're going to hate God, you're going to hate your own self, and you probably end up killing yourself. If you hate God, you hate yourself, because you came from God. I didn't even get to say everything I want, but anyway, it is what it is. I can unfold this 1,000 hours and show 1,000 examples, but it's almost like you talking to, like, just talk to your blue in the face and they don't hear it.